What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mike Dolce Show. I think it's episode 133. I always forget that. And you heard a little bit of the pre-podcast sound check.
Do you enter that in all the podcasts?
No, we just started doing it because it's actually pretty funny to watch Bob set up for the podcast. And the little bit of banter that goes on. We should actually have like the pre-podcast podcast.
Pre-podcast podcast.
Where we just keep the mics on.
All right.
And let everybody sound like fucking idiots trying to get ready and then get on the show and then try to sound smart. But we
I think saying pre-podcast podcast is pretty fucking stupid.
Pre-podcast podcast?
It sounds stupid, I should say.
But that's the whole point.
Yeah.
But it's smart because it is. It is the pre-podcast podcast. So we're podcasting prior to the actual podcast. It's like the appetizer.
Terminology is quite interesting.
Maybe we could come up with like the appetizer with the Bob.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Everybody wants to hear that. So what do we have going on? There's a few things going on. We have the Bob in the office today. Uh-oh. Is that the Coogan? Nope, that is not the Coogan. Rolling in. Samantha Coogan. She's at lunch right now. And then, you know, she normally jumps on, but we decided to keep her away because she makes us feel stupid. So we're going to be the smart ones on the podcast today. And, yeah, because we're going to be the smart ones, let's see if everyone knows. This is how smart we are. Wait for it.
No idea.
Hello. No idea. That is the intro to TED Talks. TED stands for what? Technology, Education, and Design, I believe. It's actually, I'm going to hook you up with the TED Talks here. But I was actually at home watching TED Talks on our smart TV with young Victoria, who is looking at me like, where the hell is Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Daddy? This is fucking ridiculous. But during that time, I stumbled onto what I found was a fascinating conversation based upon mindfulness. Do you know what mindfulness is, Bob?
Mindfulness. How about you elaborate a little more?
Okay. nice redirect there. So, essentially, let me make sure that we're still recording here. Okay, good. We are still recording. Wouldn't that be funny?
That was very mindful of you. Check and see if we were still recording.
There we go.
Boom.
There we go. Yeah. That's okay. Show over. See? Thank you.
Play stupid. Right.
So, mindfulness is a modern movement appropriated from ancient Buddhist roots and clinically innovated by Jon Kabat-Zinn, allegedly. The practice of mindfulness involves being aware moment to moment of one's subjective conscious experience from a first-person perspective. When practicing mindfulness, one becomes aware of one's stream of consciousness. The skill of mindfulness can be gradually developed using meditational practices that are described in detail in Buddhist tradition. This five aggregate model, an ancient link between mind and body, is a helpful theoretical resource that could give mindfulness interventions. The term mindfulness is derived from the Pali term sati, which is an essential element of Buddhist practice, including, I can't say all these words, it has been popularized in the West by this Jon Kabat-Zinn with his mindfulness-based stress reduction, and that sounds like it is a shameless plug. I'm reading off of Wikipedia right now, and you know how that goes. But really, what I want to turn this back to and focus on is that mindfulness is the practice of being aware moment to moment of one's subjective conscious experience from a first-person perspective. So what does that mean?
What does that mean? A lot of big words in there.
A lot of big words. It means as we're going through our day, as we're going through our life, as we're doing these mindless tasks that we don't even pay attention to, are we aware of exactly what we're doing, why we're doing it, and who we are as we're doing it? Most of us forget that Because think about how often you drive back and forth to work. Most people go back and forth to work. They don't even remember the drive once they get there. They're not mindful of the experience of what they're doing. They're living either in the past or in the future. They're not living in the present. Oh, I got to do this later. I got to get that done later. I got to get that done later. Oh, I fucking shouldn't have did that yesterday. Or ah, I said this. And whatever the issue is, not nobody, but very few people are actually living in the moment. So why I bring this up, when I was watching one of these TED Talks, the gentleman, and I don't have his name because Victoria started eating the controller, and then you know how that goes. It spins. It spirals. Mm. She was mindful of the controller, the flavor of the controller.
There were bigger things on her plate to do.
There were. She was actually showing me to be mindful in that moment. But what the presenter, he had discussed was he used cigarette smoking and cigarette smoking cessation principles as it relates to mindfulness. And there's different, you can wear the patch, you can use the gum, you can kind of slowly wean yourself off. There's all sorts of different styles of quitting cigarette smoking. What his research showed, and I have yet to completely vet it, so I'm going to take him at his word because it was on a TED Talk, and there usually it's pretty good content that goes out there. He had conducted a study, a very extensive study, through his lab, and he was a scientist, and what they found was they had achieved a greater cessation rate of long-term cigarette smokers through the use of mindfulness training or mindfulness practice as opposed to any sort of chemical intervention. So no Nicorette gum, no patches, none of these other weird little things. Not that they don't work, because they do work, but they didn't have nearly the same success rate as mindfulness. And what did that mean? And I'm going to, you know, basically paraphrase the experiment itself. He essentially said that there's a direct correlation between what you're doing and how it makes you feel and when you first felt that. So it's like overeaters, and that's really where I'm circling this back to. You eat a piece of cake, the cake tastes good, it makes you feel good, it makes you feel better, the processed sugar has a chemical reaction, opening up certain areas of your brain that send a hormonal signal that tell you that you're feeling better, therefore you say, wow, cake makes me feel better, chocolate makes me feel better, pizza makes me feel better, I feel better because I ate that. So what happens in the future, and this goes back to the reptilian brain. The reptilian brain is, that's the first area of the brain that actually started to develop. There's three basic parts of the brain. The reptilian brain, essentially, I don't have the exact scientific term. My apologies for you, and I don't want to, I think I know, but I want to put it out there without fact-checking and then put the wrong information out there, and then that whole thing goes down the road. That's what Bob should be doing right now.
Yeah.
But he's being mindful.
Sounds like dopamine, right? In the brain that releases after you eat the cake and
yes,
brings it all in and makes you kind of want to desire and get that feeling back and run back to it.
So there's different, now we're going to get into, there's different chemical reactions, and this is where Samantha Coogan comes in. The organic chemical of the, was it a function of, what causes the VTA dopamine system is strongly associated with the reward system of the brain. Look at the Bob. He's on it.
Boom.
Dopamine is released in areas such as the nucleus accumbens and prefrontal cortex as a result of rewarding experiences such as food, sex, and neutral stimuli that becomes associated with them. Bob, bringing it home. So through this chemical release, we say, wow, that really made me feel good. Therefore, when I'm feeling bad, I'm going to go and do something that makes me feel good, which is why a lot of people go and they grab a piece of cake, or they grab a piece of candy, or they grab a beer, or they grab a cigarette. What this doctor was able to do with his test subjects, I don't know if I could call them patients exactly, he sat down with them and he said, okay, you guys understand that smoking's bad for you. Yes, we understand smoking's bad for you. Okay, you understand that smoking will kill you. Yes, we understand smoking will kill you. You guys have known this long before you ever came in here. They're like, yeah, we're well aware of it. It's written all over the cigarette boxes now. You hear it in the media all the time. We know cigarette smoking will kill you / us, but we smoke anyway. And he said, why do you smoke anyway? Room got really quiet. That's what I want to focus on. Not the fact that cigarettes will kill you. I want to focus on the fact of why you are smoking. And that elicits that first-person experience, that mindfulness. Why am I choosing to smoke right now? Why am I doing this to myself right now? Why am I risking my health right now? Why am I breaking away from this social situation to walk outside in the freezing cold and rain and snow to smoke this cancer stick, to smoke this cigarette? Why am I doing this? And what he urged each person to do was before they, he didn't say don't do it, but he said before you do it, take some time, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 90 seconds, and be mindful of it. And if you do choose to smoke that cigarette, I want you to be mindful of the experience. I want you to register the smell of the cigarette. I want you to feel how it is going, how the smoke feels going through your throat. I want you to look at people's faces as they walk past you and notice that you're smoking. I want you to be mindful of the entire experience. And as a result of that, a much greater percentage of people were able to quit cold turkey than those that weaned themselves off through chemical interaction. Pretty fucking interesting, right?
Very interesting. Keeping yourself accountable.
That's truly what it is. So when it comes down to diet issues, health issues, why, you know, lifestyle-related illness will kill two-thirds of the people walking the planet, specifically in first world nations, America. Lifestyle-related illness. So that is the decisions that you make on what you eat, on what you think, on when you do and don't sleep, on what chemicals and pollutants you put in your body. Well, that will kill two out of three people. Boom, done. And it'll kill you before, long before you technically should have passed. So what we want to do is we want to conduct an experiment with everybody listening, all the listeners of the Mike Dolce Show. And for those of you, Bob wasn't here for the Adam Ross Exemplar Design podcast, Relationship Goals. There are more than four people that listen to the show.
Oh, okay.
There's like
12.
Triple. We just tripled our audience. You son of a bitch.
Boom.
Nope. We have an average of 50,000 unique listeners per episode right now. That number is growing rapidly. We just hit over 3 million unique downloads of the Mike Dolce Show. Very proud of that. Therefore, a lot of fucking people listening. More people listen to our show than some small countries. I don't know if that's true because I'm just making that shit up.
All right.
But what we want to do for everybody listening right now, and a lot of people listening right now, you don't have the body you want, and you know that it could be better. You know that you could be better. You know that you could do better. You know that you should be doing better, but you don't do better, and we want to know why. We want you to know why. We want you to ask why. Why am I eating this right now? Why am I going to go to Subway and order this fucking sandwich? That's disgusting. It makes me feel like shit 20, 30 minutes later. Why am I going to eat that right now instead of another healthier option that might be a five-minute walk away? Why didn't I make my meals last night properly? Why did I buy the cookies at the grocery store? When I was at the grocery store, why did I put that bag of chips? Why am I holding this bag of chips? Let's break it down into even more. The moment itself. Anytime that you are going to break from doing what's in your best interest, slow it down and take 30 seconds and ask yourself why. What is motivating me to do this? Why am I doing this? What am I doing right now? And take those 30 seconds and be mindful. And start practicing mindfulness more in your day. When you're exercising, be mindful of the exercise. Be mindful of your lungs expanding. Be mindful of the greater oxygen intake. Be mindful of the blood flow running through your body. Be mindful of the pump. Be mindful of the muscle fibers contracting in each muscle group during each lift. Be mindful of what your core is doing. Be mindful of your balance. Be mindful of all these things while you're doing these things in order to become better and to become more efficient, but also to make more progress.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of us, unfortunately, we're not mindful in what we do, but we want to do something. We want to achieve. We want to succeed. We want to make more money. We want to have more sex. We want to lose more weight. We want to build more muscle. You know, we always want something more. But most people never do it. They never get it. Why not? It's 100% you. What Bob said earlier, it's accountability. It's 100% on you. It's your ass. It's your fault. Whether you succeed or you fail, it's 100% your fault. you can't blame external circumstances. You can't blame the weather. You can't blame your family. You can't blame your coach or your team or your gadgets or your equipment or any of that other bogus BS. It comes down to you. You have to do what's necessary to overcome all your challenges, all your obstacles, all your hindrances, all your self-limiting factors, and find a way to be successful. Or it's your fault because you weren't. And once we accept that, that's where true success comes. That's where we really start to unlock our true and full potential, is when we accept full responsibility. And here's a great way to do it, is to become mindful of what you're doing and why you're doing it, and to feel the moment in which you're doing it, to analyze your decision. Why am I doing this? To know thyself is the hardest thing. I don't know who said that. Someone smarter than me.
Bob.
It was Bob. That's what Bob said last night. Yeah,
dinner. I was just preaching that to you.
It was. But that is the hardest thing, because most of us, we know every problem in every person's life that's around us. Oh, he should be doing this, and she should just do that, and she should say this, and he should say that. But to know thyself is nearly impossible. It's very hard to be self-reflective and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm fucking, I need to step up here, and I shouldn't be doing that. And that was really out of line, what I said or I did there. And, you know, I shit the bed, in Bob's case, quite literally, last night.
Well, 3 days ago at work, but, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. You want to tell those stories?
No, it's cool. We can let it fly.
Coffee's a little too strong up around this office. But that's really what it is. Most people, they can, you know, accuse and solve someone else's problems, yet their own fucking life is an absolute mess and in turmoil simply because they refuse to accept who they are and what they're doing and to be accountable. And that's really the first part of this show, is we're asking you, ladies and gentlemen, to be accountable, but to practice mindfulness. Uh-oh. Whew. Thought I just erased the show. No. Uh-oh. I should not have the controls in my hands.
Did you just erase it?
No, I didn't. We're still rolling. All right. Don't worry. And we don't edit this stuff out, ladies and gentlemen, because we want you to be a part of the show 100%. You guys are a part of this show. So every little mistake, not that we ever make them, but all the little fun things that we go through, I want to share those with you and let you guys know we're here, we're having fun, and we're here to have fun with you guys, to entertain, to educate, and hopefully to inspire, to do better, to be better, to earn it, to earn your success. So mindfulness, I saw that practicing that quite a bit more. And what I noticed was, even with my own daughter, beautiful little Victoria, I'll be in there playing with her, but I'll be thinking about other things. I'll be thinking about work or athletes or just whatever else is going on in my life, and I won't be 100% present in the moment with my daughter, who's only present in the moment. All she's focused on is exactly what she's doing right now. So now I'm allowing her to be my teacher, my coach in this process, so I can be completely engaged and involved with her. And it's amazing how slow time goes in that, where there's no more concept of time. I'm not thinking before, past, appointments, meetings, you know, processes, schedules. I'm not thinking about any of that stuff. I'm just in the moment with her. And there's so much that actually happens that it's really interesting, and it's beautiful to be involved in the minutiae, the small little parts of life. Deep, huh, Bob?
Super deep. Super. Got me with minutiae.
Minutiae.
Yeah.
Minutiae. It's new.
Minutiae is cool.
It is cool. So what else we got going on? What else is going on? We got all sorts of new news items, not news items, but articles and blogs at thedolcediet.com. If you ladies and gentlemen have not been checking it out, we have over 600 for sure, over 600 unique articles and news items and exercise and meal plans at thedolcediet.com. Today we have, what's the title of today's as it's loading? Oh boy, here it goes. It is key nutrients for optimal blood pressure. How many of you out there have blood pressure issues is the question. How many of you guys and girls even know if you have blood pressure issues? How many of you have gone in the last 6 months and got a complete blood panel done, Bob?
Yeah.
There you go. I was just on the phone with his doctor the other day.
Yep.
I know, so that's why I brought it up. it's extremely important. And this is, again, where the accountability comes in. Guys and girls, you have to get your blood work done. You have to have an amazing relationship with your doctor. You should be seeing your doctor at least twice a year for your wellness checkups. That is you just going to your doctor to ensure that you're healthy and to maintain your health and to maximize your health and to keep moving forward in being healthy. So what we do is we try and offer these health-related topics. It's not all about weight loss. It's not all about winning world titles. It's not all about being super sexy. Well, maybe it is. It's also about being healthy. Being healthy for your family, living long, being happy. It's important. And so we break down quite a few. Today's article, again, key nutrients for optimal blood pressure. Very important. Yesterday, we had three ingredient desserts. Do you know what that means?
There's only three ingredients in your dessert.
Whoa!
Very mindful of that.
Very, very mindful of that. How about chocolate brownies?
Those are pretty good.
How fucking... Now, we've had a few hundred people already make the chocolate brownie recipe, tweet to us, Facebook post. Should I read it?
That's why we're talking.
Chocolate brownies. Ingredients. Three medium bananas, half a cup of smooth almond butter, and 2 tablespoons to 1/4 cup of cacao, depending on how rich you want the chocolate flavor to be. Now, one of our followers and supporters, Valerie Fiden, she actually used a chocolate whey protein instead of the cacao. She wanted to up it a little bit. She said it was amazing. Good thought, but use the Dolce whey. Valerie, I digress. The directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease a small cake pan with coconut oil set aside. Melt nut butter over the stovetop, obviously in a pot. After melted, add bananas and cacao powder and mix well. Pour mixture into grease pan and bake for 20 minutes or until cooked thoroughly. This is flipping delicious. It is absolutely amazing. It is a three-ingredient dessert that your kids will abso-freaking-lutely love. They'll freak out. You'll be super mom or super dad or super fucking cool. You can probably, if it's legal, you could probably mix THC into the nut butter.
Whoa.
Whoa. I'm assuming, of course, it has to be legal. Like if you're living in Colorado where it's legal. And that's probably who we have to talk to right now. If it's medicinally prescribed to anyone, even better. Could you imagine that?
I think Colorado, you can just pretty much go and smoke a joint in the public.
That's, you can just walk down the street like you're going to a supermarket.
Yep.
Grab a bottle of water, you can get a bag of weed or whatever, edibles. Mind-blowing.
Boom.
But all you latent potheads out there, how fucking awesome does that sound? Chocolate pot brownies. Brought to you by the Mike Dolce Show. I'm just saying it's fucking way better than what Adderall and Xanax and Ambien and Celebrex and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as Advil, blah, ibuprofen. Stay away from that stuff. Go to the earth, man. What is it? God created this.
Created it. It's from the dirt.
The dirt, man.
From the dirt. It's good if it's from the dirt.
We also have our no-bake chocolate chip oatmeal bars, dairy-free fudge. Bob's a big fan of fudge.
Fudge.
Packin'.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Duh. We got 5 ways to improve sleep, how to target different muscle groups on the leg press if you want to get fucking yoked. You can find all of our podcasts, Not Your Average Ab Workout, 3 easy slow cooker chicken dinners. It's crazy. Crazy how much people love the slow cooker recipes. We have balsamic chicken, cashew chicken, and chicken taco bowls. And why I'm reading this to you guys and girls right now is because some of you don't realize how much information is actually hosted at thedolcediet.com. We have over 600 free articles just like this. Obviously just like this because I'm reading it to you now. Dessert recipes, dinner recipes, breakfast recipes, amazing fucking workouts, how to lose weight, how to build muscle, how to get shredded, how to be sexy, how to reverse and improve certain health issues like high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep issues. We got lots of stuff going on. Mm. Now, the latest news. Well, we got to talk about Felix Sturm.
Felix Sturm.
Felix Sturm.
Big performance.
So for you guys and girls that don't know, Felix Sturm as a young man fought Oscar De La Hoya in the very beginning of his career. Let me look up and see exactly.
I think it was 2004.
2004. And that was what, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
So when Felix Sturm was 25 years old, just coming up in his career, he fought Oscar De La Hoya, and Felix put a whipping on De La Hoya only to lose a controversial decision. And that was from ESPN. And that basically starts off saying, if Oscar De La Hoya didn't know who Felix Sturm was before their WBO middleweight bout Saturday night at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, he certainly does now. It was Sturm that gave the Golden Boy perhaps the toughest fight of his career, yet ended the 12-round bout without the title intact, as De La Hoya scored a questionable unanimous decision victory over the fighter standing in the way of a September super fight between De La Hoya and Bernard Hopkins. Now, this is bullshit, because I remember watching that fight. I was, what, 15 at the time?
Yep.
Yeah, something like that. Yep. Something like that. I remember watching the fight, not knowing who Felix was, being a fan of De La Hoya. And as I watched the fight, I became a massive fan of Felix Sturm, young kid going out there and really brought De La Hoya to school. It was criminal to see Sturm lose that fight. Now, I continued to follow Felix Sturm as a big fan of his as he went on through his career. And he has a legendary Hall of Fame career, I think, that we could all say now, in that he is a four-time world champion, was a four-time world champion, I should say, at 37 years old, prior to reaching out and bringing in Team Dolce to work with him as he vied for his fifth world title, the WBA World Super Middleweight title, in a rematch versus Chudinov, Fedor Chudinov of Russia, who had actually beaten Sturm a year ago in his and taken the WBA title from Sturm. So interesting rematch. 25-year-old, young, hard-hitting stud. So Felix, at 37 years old, reached out to us in the preparation for this fight, and he said, hey, very important fight. He's looking to do everything perfectly, and he wants to bring us in. And our man, Mursad Bektik, is the one who connected Felix and myself. Felix and Mursad are both of Bosnian descent, which I think is very important. A lot of people don't understand how tough the Bosnian people are and what they went through. Excuse me. And we had Mursad talk about it a little bit. We'll have him back on. So Mursad Bektik hooked us up with Felix Sturm, four-time world champion. And once we got on board with Felix, I was amazed and impressed at how professional he is. And this is a big difference, I think, between boxing and MMA. All the boxers that I've dealt with, Andre Berto, Josecito Lopez, Felix Sturm, all the boxers are 100% compliant to anything you ask of them. There's no question. There's no problem. There's no begging for cheat meals and earned meals. And can I just make this exchange? It's yes, coach. Yes, coach. Yes, coach. Yes, coach. Period. The end. No issue. No problem. What they do is exactly what they're asked of to do. Now, MMA athletes, on the other hand, not so compliant. Lots of weird little intricate oddities with the MMA world. Lots of Sunday fun day, cheat meal, I don't like this, I don't have this, can I have, take this supplement instead of eating real food? There's more resistance on the MMA world to eat properly and train properly. Now, boxing, I think because of maybe just the longstanding history of boxing as an organized sport, has really developed the structure and a system. That might make sense. That's just a hypothesis. Now, where boxing is behind in MMA is the actual practice of the weight cut. Boxers will dehydrate themselves a week or more before the fight. They'll go to a caloric deficit a week or more before the fight. They'll start sucking out water, wearing plastic suits during workouts a week or more before the fight. MMA, on the other hand, typically stays heavier. They stay more hydrated. They stay better fueled, better fed. They really save a lot of their health as they get closer to the scale, though some will cut weight drastically towards the end that last 24 to 48 hours. In my opinion, boxers have it much harder. And in speaking with Felix before his last fight, he said he was absolutely miserable. Essentially, his water was cut out the Monday before the Friday weigh-in. He was just running on fumes as far as calories, and he was still working out extremely hard. His body was just broken down, dying, one would say. What we did, we actually flipped it. We fed him more food than he's ever eaten in the beginning and the main training phase of his camp. We got his weight under control. We got his metabolism under control. And once he was actually following the Dolce diet style meal plan, was focused on micronutrition, a proper balance of macronutrition, and an overall caloric load that matches the energy expenditure of the individual athlete based upon what weight they are and what weight they need to be. And there's a lot more science that goes behind it. And I'm not going to share the complete IP because a lot of you wannabes are listening right now trying to write your own Dolce diet style books. Shit. What? But you can't do it anyway because you don't have a team like mine. What? But anyway, working with Felix, he was absolutely amazing how much he ate, so much so that he was actually on weight Tuesday before the fight, and we were able to increase his food just like we did with Carlos Condit. Felix was eating 7 meals a day, real meals a day. 6 ounces of chicken, salmon, grass-fed beef. He was having rice at every meal, white rice at every single fucking meal of the day, except for breakfast, which was the breakfast bowl, which was a half a cup of oats and 2 full cups of berries and almond butter and chia seeds and flax seeds. Every fucking morning he was waking up to that. 1/3 of a banana, coconut flakes. Boom. Every morning he was eating that, on weight, felt absolutely amazing. And he was able to go out there and beat this young man, Fedor Chudinov, the reigning undefeated WBA super middleweight champion. Felix was able to go out there and push the pace and pressure this man 12 years younger and take his title away from him for his 5th world title. The only German boxer ever to be a 5-time world champion, though he is born and of Bosnian descent. He does live and reside in Germany right now. He is a Hall of Fame candidate, will most likely be inducted into the Hall of Fame within a year after he retires, if and when he chooses to do so. So for us, just like Mike Pyle, 40 years old, we worked with Mr. Mike Pyle for the UFC in his last UFC fight, many of his UFC fights, but notably his last UFC fight where he fought a 28-year-old man, young kid in his prime. Pyle at 40 in the final round, the 3rd round, was able to go out there, put the pressure on this young kid, and finish him, outwork him, outpressure him, outpower him.
Best fight on the card, by the way.
Best fight on the fucking card. And Pyle got, it was fight of the night, performance of the night bonus.
Yeah, I was there, and you know.
Oh, that's right, you were.
Yeah, thank you, Mursad.
Yeah,
you could tell, though. It was, his performance was incredible, you know, and everybody at the actual event was like, wow. You know,
Mike motherfucking Pyle
put on a great fucking performance.
And I take such pride in that because as you guys and girls know, are you 40 years old? Those of you that are 40 years old, Felix Sturm, 37 years old, Mike Pyle, 40 years old, both Dolce diet advocates, both just whipped men in their mid-20s, out pressured them, out conditioned them, outworked them in the later stages of the fight. That makes us extremely proud because that shows you more than anything else how healthy our athletes are. And that's the whole point of this. It's not about winning world titles. That's cool. It's not about making millions of dollars for the athletes. That's certainly cool. It's about the health. It's about the longevity. It's about extending the career and the lifespan of our athletes so they can enjoy decades, additional decades on the back end of their life of high vitality, of high utility. That's what this is about. So to see Pyle go out there and do what he did, to see Felix Sturm go out there and do what he did, 5th world title, absolutely amazing, record-setting. Very few human beings ever win 1 world title, let alone 5 world titles. Absolutely stellar. So I wanted to bring that up and bring that to your attention. A lot of people out there, they want to talk shit. They want to be weight class gurus or weight cut gurus. We are not a weight cut guru. We just happen to be the best in the industry, for sure. We're the best in the business when it comes to cutting weight in a healthy manner. But that's such an insignificant part of what we do. We are a longevity firm. We are longevity-based. All of our meal plans, all of our lifestyle programs are based upon longevity science, not that quick fix Google fast weight loss, calorie deprivation, dehydration, dump a bunch of supplements into your body, drag you across the finish line type of, you know, pseudoscience. What we're doing is we are focused on helping people live long, healthy, well-adjusted lives. And I know you guys and girls listening, you know that too. Just like Bob.
Yep.
Yep.
Right to the point.
Right to the point. There we go. That's important for us to know. So we had Felix had a great weekend. It was a great weekend. Yeah, really happy about that. What else do we have going on? Any other big news, big projects?
Since we're on the topic of, you know, calorie intake and everything like that, big questions we get on the, you know, as you guys know, I handle the majority of the emails that come through, and I see a lot of the complaints and struggles some people have, and a lot of the things people are focusing on when they're starting, you know, our online program is they start freaking out about calorie count and, oh my God, I'm not getting enough calories. What do I do? And it's not matching up to what the calorie intake is and everything like that, where, you know, everybody's just got to kind of slow down and realize that they're on a different style program. And, you know, maybe you can add a little more to this, but they have to not worry about what the scales are saying or what the numbers are reflecting, that they have to really focus on a proven program. And that, you know, you should focus more on the way you're looking and even more so the way you feel, you know, heading into your day-to-day routines, not so much what the calories are or you know, what the numbers on the scale say. Oh, my God, I only lost 2 pounds today. And, you know, don't focus on that stuff. You got to focus on the way your body's, you know, feeling and reacting to the foods that you're putting into your body, because, you know, it's definitely different than what you were doing before. That's for sure. So, you know, it's one of those things where people got to kind of slow down and not make themselves be mindful of the situation, you know, heading into it.
Be mindful. Exactly. And that's a great point. A lot of people focus on weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, the scale, the number on the scale.
The numbers on the scale, man. It's that's, I see it so like dozens and dozens of emails. The numbers on the scale, the numbers on the scale. I don't know what to do. It's only 1 pound. It's only 2 pounds. But how do you feel today? How did you feel a week ago? You know, well, I feel great. I have so much energy and I'm plowing through the day. Oh, okay. So what's the real issue? You know what I'm saying? That's what you just really got to focus on is, you know, the feeling.
And that's really where it comes. That's what we try and message to all of our clients, athletes and lay people alike. First question is, this is the data that we use. These are the data points that we use. Number one, how do you feel? Well, I feel pretty good. Oh, okay. Number two, how's your energy? Oh, I have great energy. Yeah, I mean, I'm waking up early. I'm getting really good sleep. But, you know, I sleep in really soundly when I get out of bed. You know, I feel good at work. I'm not really having that midday slump. You know, I'm able to get out and play with the kids a little bit more. Like, yeah, actually, yeah, I got really good energy. All right, cool. How are you performing? You know, my fucking lifts have gone up in the gym. I was able to, you know, run a mile or a minute faster in the mile. Like, all that stuff. That's, you know, that's going really good too. All right, cool. How are your relationships like? What do you mean? Well, how are things at home? Yeah, I'm pretty good. Like, get along with my wife, my brother, my spouse, my this or that, my that. Like, I don't get as angry as I used to. I'm pretty clear-headed, good cognitive thinking. I'm, you know, joking a lot. That's one of the questions I ask the spouse of our athletes all the time. What's his sense of humor like? How is he around the house? Is he really just mean and gritty and surly? Or is he just basically him, though he's got a fight, or her? They got a fight coming up 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever. He's in a good mood. Great. Next data point. How are your clothes fitting? Oh, my God. I had to get a new pair of pants. I'm down a little thing in my another notch in my belt. You know, the shirt that used to be tight on me, now it's really baggy. All right, cool. How do you look in the mirror? I think I look good. I look good. I mean, I can definitely see changes. All right, cool. What does the scale say? Well, I'm only down like 2 pounds. Okay. What does that tell you? Tells you that you're fucking recompositioning your body. You look absolutely amazing. For the first time in months or years, you're actually healthy. Don't worry about the scale at first, because typically following the Dolce diet program, you're going to be eating more food than you've been eating in a long time. You're certainly going to be eating more. You're going to be eating along a better structure than you have in a long time. Now you're going to be eating more meals, more calories, more often, taking in a vast array of micronutrients that no doubt you've been extremely deficient in for a very long time, allowing your body to operate optimally at a cellular level, which is such a rare missed issue when it comes to nutrition by all these pseudo-nutritionists, these wannabes out there. It makes me so fucking mad to see these fools that just prey upon these athletes out there with their bullshit weight-cutting techniques and strategies. Anyway, they don't focus on the micronutrition, which is that's the foundation of all nutrition, is the micronutrition. They have no idea what the fuck that means. They focus on protein, carb ratio, and overall caloric intake, and then they cut your water and they kill you. But anyway, so those are the data points that we focus on. Number one, how do you feel? How do you perform? How do your clothes fit? How do you look? What do you weigh? The scale is the last part. Because on the scale, have you been lifting weights? Are you exercising? You're performing resistance training? Do you think that this greater level of nutrition now is solidifying your skeletal frame, your muscular system, that you're actually becoming more dense, more functional? Abso-freaking-lutely you are. Bob's shaking your head. You going to say something?
Yeah, no, it's I agree 100%, you know, and that's one of the things. Once you start, you know, focusing more on the way you feel and look and how you're going about your day, the weight just falls off. It really does, you know. I've been through it. You guys can check out some of the results, you know. It really does. Just focus on your day-to-day and how you're feeling and your energy levels, and the rest just comes. It just boosts your positivity and your attitude, and the rest just comes with it, you know, and that's part of, you know, dieting. You got to accept it and really give into it and love it, you know. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to eat this today, or, oh, I got to get up and make this 20 minutes early and I'm going to lose 20 minutes of sleep. Like, you're already failing. You're fucked, you know. You got to really focus. Yes, I'm going to wake up 20 minutes early and fucking eat my breakfast, and I'm going to go get in the shower, I'm going to get my workout in, and I'm going to go to work, you know. You got to really embrace it for sure.
Exactly. And that's where the mindfulness, the tone of this podcast came from. You have to be mindful. You have to be mindful when you're eating these meals, these healthy meals, not just the shit meals. Be mindful when you're eating the good meals. How do I feel right now? How is that digesting? How's my energy? And then mindful the time after your meal, how you feel. I feel light. I feel good. I'm very clear of mind. I could go for a jog right now. That's so weird. I just ate and I have this energy right now. I feel awesome. 2 hours later, wow, I'm getting hungry again. I'm not bogged down. My digestive system isn't having a problem processing those nasty chemicals that I used to dump in. Now everything is just so smooth and efficient. When you're sitting on your throne, you need to be mindful of the process. Is it easier? Is it cleaner? Is it simpler? Is it faster? Is it lighter? Is it looser? That's all good data. And that's something that we actually, you know, the clients, typically the pro athletes, have no problem sharing that. Regular people, a little bit less so. But that's great data for us also, because we understand how your digestive system is working. It's very important. So be mindful, ladies and gentlemen. Be mindful. Think.
Yeah, just be bringing up Felix. You know, how good did he feel? You know, how mindful was he of going into the situation of, holy shit, I get to eat all this today and I go get to punch somebody in the face, instead of depriving myself of doing all of this and then going to punch somebody in the face? Like, really think about that.
In the face.
Or get punched in the face, vice versa. Look at his rounds in the last fight against, you know, Fedor. Look at his rounds 5 through 12, and you know, you can really see, like, he was fucking slowing down and stopping. And then look at the rematch, 5 through 12. He had his best rounds, 5 through 12. That's what won him the fight, you know. And it's all because it starts with the nutrition and the food and what you're fueling your body. You know, you're going to go drive across country. What are you going to do? Fucking drain your oil and go drive? No, you're going to fucking check it and put more in and put the gas in. You know, it's going to get you across the country. Same style with your body. You know, you just got to really focus down and see what matters, you know.
Exactly. It's just having that perspective. And it's being fueled. It's being healthy. And that's what we offer. That's why the DolceDiet.com has over 600 free articles, ladies and gentlemen. Free is free. Take that information, use it. You can create a complete Dolce Diet meal plan just off the free content on our website. Plain and simple. You want to join our online platform for even more direct, personalized, structured meal plans, recipes, calorie balancing, micro macros? Done. We have that for you also. But we have all the information you need, and that's really what this is about. We're trying to motivate you. Trying to get you out there to change your life immediately. Change your life.
While being mindful.
What else we have coming up? Looks like I'll be out there in Sydney, Australia, the weekend of April 2nd. That is the goal. That's what it looks like right now. April 2nd in Sydney, Australia. Running a Dolce Diet certification course. Venue to be determined or to be released here real soon. We have some pretty exciting things going on over there in Australia. We have our Dolce Diet team. You just heard Kenny Schaefer on the last podcast, super motivated Kenny Schaefer running around. The Dolce Diet certification course is expanding. We are global. We have certified coaches in Australia, in the UK, in Canada, in the United States. Do we have one in Germany? Not sure. But anyway, we're building that out. We're getting it there. Also, we have our Living Lean Boot Camp. We had the beta test in Sydney, Australia, in New South Wales. Absolutely killing it. Packed class. Cannot take any more. We're expanding that now to multiple locations in Sydney. We are bringing that here to the United States. How awesome will that be? In Las Vegas, home of the Dolce. The Dolce. Is that you or me?
Me, for sure.
For you, definitely. For sure.
Yep.
I don't know about that.
Home of the Bob.
Home of the Bob. So we got that kicking off, and that's awesome. Group organized fitness class outside in sunny areas, rain or shine, though it never rains in Vegas, rarely rains in Sydney. And Coach Ben Gascoigne, he actually runs his class in a beautiful scenic area in the park right across from the Sydney Opera House. It's just beautiful imagery, and he actually has it set up. There's a bridge, a massive bridge there, so he has the class right next to and under the bridge. So if it does rain, his class is the only one that stays dry. How fucking gangster is that?
It's pretty cool.
So if you guys are interested, you know that's there. We also have, we have 3 weeks to Shredded that's out right now. Summer's coming. If you want to get shredded, you want to jumpstart your weight loss plan, 3 weeks to Shredded at DolceDietShop.com. There's probably no better program to make that jump off. Or if you're super motivated, jump in and get the Platinum Package, all four of our best-selling books. Boom. That just details everything. I mean, what we do is we make it a point to put real stories in there for you. So real stories from real people just like you that have made these changes, and it's awesome. So all that's, everything is there. We have everything there. There's no excuse. And that's what I'm getting to. You have no excuse to not be fucking sexy as hell. You have no excuse to be unhealthy. You have no excuse to not like what you see in the mirror. And you don't have to be a skinny mini. I'm certainly not. We are certainly not. That's not what we advocate. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be living in the optimal health range. We want you to just be the best version of you, to live your goals and to challenge yourself. You should set a new physical goal every year. What's your goal going to be? What are you going to do? Are you going to deadlift double body weight? Are you going to run a marathon or a 10K or a 5K? Are you going to swim a mile? Are you going to, whatever you want to do, that's awesome. But you better set that god darn goal, and you better get out there and do it. Most people don't even do that. They just sit on the fucking couch. They stare at Kim Kardashian's ass on TV, and then they go to bed at night and they wake up heavier. And then they gain that typical 5 to 10 pounds a year over a decade or so. And all of a sudden, they're 50 pounds overweight. And they're like, oh, what's wrong with me? Then they go to the doctor. And they have cholesterol issues. They have diabetes issues. They have hypertension issues. And now all of a sudden, they're looking at a 10, 20-year death sentence. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm blowing out the mic. I get so pissed off about this stuff. We got anything else going on, Thabob?
I don't know.
That means no.
No, yeah. No fights coming up this weekend. Got a little lull, right? No, actually, Anderson and Bisping's coming up, so that's going to be fun on Saturday night to watch.
Interesting.
Yep, and then, the big card that kind of lost somebody along the way next weekend, which is, looking forward to that.
Next weekend is Connor
versus...
To be determined.
Three question marks.
Doom, doom, doom. Who will it be? Who will it be? Who will it be? That's the question. And this podcast could probably air by the time the opponent's already been selected and announced. We're hoping it is our man, Donald Cowboy Cerrone, who we are now working with, proudly so. That would be great for Cowboy to get that fight. I don't know, though. That's a bad fight for Connor, I think, especially on this type of turnaround. You got to be ready for a guy like Cowboy. And who knows how it's going to go down. But that's outside of our hands. I'm a fan of Connor. I want to be clear about that. I think a lot of his coach, John Kavanaugh, we became friends behind the scenes. Connor's always been a great guy. Very respectful. That's one thing about Connor. I remember when Connor fought Max Holloway in Boston. I was actually there for that fight. I think I was with Mike Pyle. Connor was just the nicest, coolest fucking guy. Very respectful. Called me coach. The whole time I wasn't even his coach. And then now that he's just a fucking superstar, he treats me the exact same way as he did that time, which is, that should be noted. A lot of people like to bash him, but he's a true martial artist. Cowboy's the man, though. Cowboy's fucking awesome. Anything else? Nope. Well, we want to thank our good friends and sponsor, onnit.com/Dolce. Ladies and gentlemen, get your Dolce Whey 100%. Grass-fed whey protein isolate, sourced from happy cows, free to graze as they like in the beautiful lush fields of New Zealand. 100% non-GMO ingredients in that Dolce Whey, cold processed and cross-flow micro-filtered. It is even lactose-friendly. For those of you with a little bit of the bubble gut, don't worry. You can drink down that Dolce Whey and feel oh so good. No time on the potty afterwards. Boom. How rare is that? Bob's like,
I'll be right back.
Yeah, I gotta go. So go to onnit.com/Dolce. Check out everything they have. Also, check out their Alpha Brain packets. That stuff is fucking awesome. That is...
I just drank one. I'm alpha brained out right now.
It's Bob was like, man,
this is like the most I've talked in fucking
any podcast ever. Yeah. This is a lot of talking for Bob today on this podcast, mind you. Go back and listen to some episodes. But he's like, I got every email done already. I got all these fucking packages done. Woo! And the office is clean. And I go, oh, Jesus, Bob, go lay down. Yeah. That alpha brain, I don't even know how that shit's legal, to be real. That stuff is fuck. I'm a skeptic when it comes to that stuff. When Onnit first sent it to it, all right, let me try this stuff. I mixed it in the Dolce way and was blown away by my clarity, my cognitive recall. Really fucking excited about that. Onnit has a scientific studies to actually prove that this stuff actually works. You can check that out at onnit.com/Dolce. Check out their website and get your discount too. Save a minimum of 10% off your entire order, and oftentimes you get quite a bit more. So how gangster is that? Anything else?
Pretty cool. We actually just got an email from a pretty respectable poker player who says he, right before, you know, any big poker tournament, he alpha brains out, which is pretty cool.
Boom.
You know.
Awesome. Does he follow Dolce Diet too?
Yeah. I'm hooking him up right now, matter of fact.
There we go. Can't say his name.
Getting that My Diet program.
Kaboom. That's right. The My Diet program. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ. Why? I don't even share this enough. I actually should. If you want to work one-on-one with a registered dietitian, not some pseudo-nutritionist fraud who has no credentials, an actual licensed registered dietitian on staff here at Dolce Diet headquarters, well, you need to join our My Diet program, the personalized diet program of the Dolce Diet. Go to DolceDietShop.com and click on the My Diet icon. You'll actually see me in the grocery store shopping for you, because we tell you everything to purchase. If you live here in Las Vegas, then we will even go to the grocery store with you and even do in-home visits. One of our dietitians will, maybe not me. You probably don't want me in your house because I'm going to drink all your coffee. Pretty true. Bob's like, yep.
Yeah, probably leave your bathroom pretty gross.
Yeah, I'm regular, man. It'd be clean, though.
Yeah.
Smells like potpourri in here. Nope, that was Mike.
Yep.
But the My Diet program is an 8-week personalized meal plan. Every meal, every ingredient, every recipe, complete grocery list, 100% created for you and detailed specifically for the time of day that you should be eating it. You wake up and do your cardio at 3 a.m.? Awesome. You're a police officer. You work shift work? No problem. We can dial you in. You a stay-at-home mom running around with three crazy kids? We got you. We make this as easy as taking a breath of fresh air. You don't even have to think about it. You just go, Dolce.
Boom.
Boom. It's easy. So the My Diet program, personalized program, DolceDietShop.com. It's absolutely amazing. We have such dramatic transformations that we're compiling right now since we've really started pushing this program in earnest. You've seen me tweet about it and post about it from time to time. Those were kind of our beta test to really to vet out the protocol that we use, the in-house quality controls. That's something that's very important for us to do. So we have that really built out now. Now we are off and running because we need to make sure that all of our dietitians have enough time to adequately handle you, which is why we're selective in how many people per month that we actually accept. So you can click on right now and get into the program. And if we don't have any slots available, you'll simply get a note saying that we are booked out this month and we'll roll you into the next. So if you're interested, jump on right now, click My Diet personalized program and get fucking hooked up. Boom. Anything else?
Yeah.
I think that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I might be doing some traveling and I'm going to bring my road mic with me, try and get some people on the podcast. I got to be hanging out with some superstars. You know how it is. Not me. But I get to hang out with some superstars, which is pretty cool. We'll see what happens, but maybe not. I might be here hanging out with Bob, the Bob.
What better superstar to hang out with?
Nobody better than that. All right, guys and girls, thank you all once again. And remember, don't count calories. Make calories count. Boom.